Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two Black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanik.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. Wow.
We're back. Look at us. Just got off of a long weekend. I hope you all had a lovely long weekend.
What weekend was it?
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, okay. Like,
yes.
It's the start of the summer, right? Officially or no?
The unofficial start, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the first day of summer is like June 21st. But right, I feel like Memorial Day is usually like the beginning of like summer, like spiritually. Of course, Labor Day weekend is like the last hurrah end of summer.
Right. Okay. I think I get mixed up with like Memorial Day, Labor Day as like the big summer things. Because I know, I feel like there's like beach people, like I have a summer share on the Jersey Shore. Like, yes, they would always talk about like the bookends of the summer. And I feel like, yes, that's my guiding light.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend is, I think, usually when, you know, the beach people start to beach people, yeah, without kids start to maybe start, yes, considering going to the beach. I remember I found out that was like the catalyst for the Jersey Shore show becoming a thing. Like, that True Life was, I don't know what her name is, but like the lady who
started
it all. Yes. That, mm-hmm, was like, huh, we got something here.
We do. Something.
We got lightning in the bottle.
What's her face? One of the girls from, I think, I'm a Jersey Shore Girl, I think is the one. I can't remember if it's that one or the one I Have a Summer Share. Yeah. She's on the new season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Like a true come up.
That's like amazing to have been on like an episode of True Life and now you're on like, you know, New
you're
Jersey.
That famous. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Tight. I love that for her.
I know. Goals. How are you doing, Sanik?
I am doing well. I just dropped off my sister and nephew at the airport.
Yeah.
They were here this weekend. It was very fun. I'm exhausted. He is a toddler through and through. I'm so tired. So tired. I'm looking forward to just like knocking out tonight because we've been staying on like the air mattress this weekend so they could have the bed. And you know, air mattresses are cute the first night.
They're,
it's like
cute,
a fun, like, ooh, it's like, it's fun.
It's camping.
By like the third night, it's like, I need to sleep in my bed. So I'm excited to, mm-hmm, sleep in my bed again. I went back to work today and I was like so not productive. I didn't get much anything done because I was so tired.
Right.
But yeah, I'm doing good. Tomorrow, I have a show tomorrow. / today, well, when you get this episode.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 But yeah, what's the show?
Just a stand-up show. What is it called?
Where is it at?
I'm so bad. Should I plug it if there's any like New Yorkers who want to come see my show? Yeah, I'm going. It's called the Wednesday and Penny Bird All-Star Variety Hour. It is at Easy Lover, which is in Brooklyn, at 7 p.m. So
she's,
you want to see
Easy Lover.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's named after that song. But if you're looking for some comedy, I'll be there. Why not? They'll be weird. I don't think any of our listeners are weird, but I'm just like, they'll be weird.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Love that. Yeah. Well, break a leg tonight. You're gonna kill.
Thank you. I better. How are you doing, Lauren?
I am doing good. I am having a great start of my day. I had a bit of like an anxiety spiral like over the week. Aww. From like Friday until yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, long story short, I had a student that they're writing a final report for the semester, and I had a student that like obviously did not write the report. And now that we live in the age of ChatGPT, it was like having all the red flags of a ChatGPT generated essay. Regardless, he definitely didn't produce himself, like because his English level is just not at that level. So I confronted him about it and was like, hey, you need changes for the final draft. And he was like really pushing back against it. And I was like just like very confrontational, like through message, basically. And it was like freaking me out. And so it became this whole thing of like, okay, we need to have this sit down meeting with the student. We need to present the evidence and like confront him about it. And so the meeting was yesterday, but I had told him about it on Friday. So basically all weekend I was like stressing. I was like, oh my gosh. It was like the biggest, like just very confrontational that like is terrifying to me. And so I was like second guessing myself, being like, well, maybe he didn't cheat. Maybe I wasn't really thinking, you know, like all that. And so it's just kind of like anxiety spiral. But yesterday I had the meeting and I felt supported by my coworkers, my supervisors. And I like went into the meeting like kind of shaking. I was like holding my laptop shaking. Y'all, I had this epiphany that like I haven't had that kind of level of like nervousness and anxiety like about a confrontation or about like approaching someone in a situation. I don't think I've noticeably felt that since high school. And I remember I used to feel that whenever I would go to basketball practice and being like terrified and hating it so much. And I remember I would get like, I would sweat a lot. I was sweating so much yesterday and my hands would get really clammy. And I remember my
Oh my
teammates would
God.
make fun of me because we would have to hold hands at the beginning of practice and like say like a goal for that practice. And my teammates would make fun of me because my hands were so sweaty. Sweat more because I hated it so much and I was terrified of my teammates. Sadiq knows I hated basketball,
I know you
but
did. You did. You really did it. You did it. You played basketball, but way too long.
I know, but like, so I'm just like, it was just an epiphany moment because I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm like older now and like know how to like have confrontation, but like also like say what I need to say without like being terrified of like the people around me. And I was like, wow, look at that. We're like grown. We've progressed.
We
So I
Look at that.
had like, I was basically just like anxiety, not sleeping. And then finally, when it finally happened and like I had an adrenaline rush, then I had like an immediate crash and I slept so hard yesterday. So I'm feeling good
Yeah.
today.
I know that post anxiety sleep is,
It's different.
it's different. It really does. Yeah. Well, I'm happy that you were able to face your fears and take on that meeting and do what you had to do. And follow your gut. That little fucking cheater.
Oh, God. Like, what?
I've used ChatGPT for work. Like, I've actually been encouraged to use it. So I've used it. But like I would have like write essay about the Battle of Hastings and then be like, make this sound like I only have been studying English for 2 years.
Yeah, basically what he did is he
Now I'm
just,
curious to see how that would hold on. Keep going. I'm actually about to pull it up and see like what that like does.
No, he basically like was doing a paragraph, not even paragraph by paragraph, but maybe like in groups of three sentences, three sentences, three sentences. So it was very discombobulated. He even like made up citations like in fake resources. Like he really went to great lengths to make this seem real, but it's like a very real fake. It's a deep fake essay, basically.
Oh my God, this is crazy. Like it's totally writing it right now. So I just told it to write a 5-paragraph essay about the Battle of Hastings. I'm not gonna read it to you because that's crazy, but I'm gonna let it write it and then I'm gonna see if I could make it like dumb it down. I hate to say dumb it down because that implies someone is dumber because they know less English, but I'm curious to know if I could get it to be like make this essay sound.
Basically,
Like I, how long he's been studying like English?
well, since like kindergarten, but
I don't know if it's
Everyone
Italy.
like and everything is in China, but
Yeah. Okay.
but it's,
So
I mean,
four
like almost all
years.
my students have used it, but they like don't use it for their entire essay. They'll use it for like some sentences. They'll be like, I want to incorporate this data into a discussion using talking about this topic. So you have to give it a lot for it to sound good. But
Yeah.
if you, it's very obvious when you're not giving it enough, because then it sounds like a robot. It sounds very generated, where it's like
Okay,
you're
I am
talking,
gonna
but it's not
read.
talking about anything.
Yeah, I am gonna read you a little bit my essay that I just because I
Okay.
was curious. So,
All right.
I told JapChat the robot, write a 5-paragraph essay about the Battle of Hastings. I don't know why that's like that. What popped up in my head? 1066. It's just like in my head forever. So, title: The Battle of Hastings, Shaping England's Destiny. The Battle of Hastings, fought on October 14th, 1066, stands as a pivotal event in English history. It marked the climax of a power struggle between three contenders for the English throne, ultimately leading to the Norman conquest and shaping the future of England. This essay explores the factors leading up to the battle, the key players involved, the battle itself, and its profound consequences for England, right? So then I told it, rewrite this essay as if you have only studied English for 4 years. And it says, title, The Battle of Hastings, a turning point in English history. Introduction. The Battle of Hastings, fought on October 14th, 1066, was a really important event in English history. It was a big fight between three guys who wanted to be the king of England, and it changed everything. This essay talks about what led to the battle, the important people involved, the battle itself, and what happened afterwards. Honestly, yeah, that sounds like something like maybe like a sixth grader might have
Yeah.
written.
And you need to like, then you need to tell it to like give it, you need to throw in some grammatical errors. 'Cause basically, the one of the red flags of an AI generated essay is that there's absolutely no grammatical errors to be
Yeah.
found. And so you got to throw in some of those, 'cause then it appears. You're giving it less evidence. I'm really giving everyone the hints for how to cheat.
Wait. I just told the robot, rewrite this essay and make it sexy and lustful.
Oh dear. I'm not writing smut.
The Battle of Hastings, a sensual encounter that shaped English's destiny. I'm not going to
Everyone
read it
knows
for
that
you,
war is sexy.
but they did say this titillating essay delves into the seductive factors preceding
Oh dear.
the battle. This is what AI is going to be used for. It's just me like, write me some Battle Hastings sexy fanfic. Oh, actually. Okay. This is not what this podcast is about, but I'm just going to do that.
And
That would
it's
be a fun
lovely.
episode. Like, write an episode of Degrassi. I wonder what ChatGPT could.
I mean, the sad thing is that they will probably do better.
Okay, that might be a fun little thing we can do in the future. Would you guys want to hear like an AI generated episode of Degrassi, The Next Generation?
Yeah, we just do like,
It's doing it right now. Okay,
Well, they we should get
I'll
some
read it
requests
later.
from our listeners for like who do you want to see in the episode? Like what kind of like you know in like improv shows where they're like, okay, give us a
Give
scenario.
us a word. And it's always pineapple.
Okay.
Okay, yeah,
Interesting,
I love
interesting.
this. Yes, I love this. I love this. Do that. Listener, let
Yeah.
us know like what's an episode of Degrassi you'd like to see. We could do like a dramatic reading of it.
Yeah, we can do well. We could well. We'll figure it out. And we'll, but yeah, we'll have to do some kind of randomized thing, kind of draw some names out of a hat and draw a scenario. See what ChatGPT comes up with.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Well,
Alrighty.
you know who's not a robot? Our lovely listeners. Lauren, do you have
That'd be
any
so
messengers
funny
from if they
we
were?
had like if we had a
They're just
bot
bots. They're just bots.
always DMing us.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a da, 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 da. Okay, so we got some lovely DMs that I've responded to just privately. So I want to shout them out
Okay.
from a BB. No. Yes. Oh, it's a BB, but I think it's Abby. But so hello,
Okay.
shout out to them. Manders, Mads, and Kirsten, thank you so much for your lovely DMs.
Thank you.
But we got a some lovely comments from a listener, the Carrie Monster. So they have commented on, let's see, the episode where Marco is is trying to have rich white friend, rich white gay friends, and
Yes.
really move up in society.
Mm-hmm.
So they commented, so I think this is the episode where I was talking about, or when Simpson is kind of dealing with Darcy and their dynamic together. So they said, "Oh, geez, I won't go into details, but I did have a teacher confront me publicly in class about a very serious issue I was having.
Oh.
I felt super cornered and incredibly angry and embarrassed and shocked and all sort of feelings. I've never been a teacher, but I really don't know why a teacher would choose to do anything like that. It was fucked up for Darcy to accuse Simpson, but I also kind of get it." Yeah, that's tough.
Wow. I'm sorry that happened to you. That teacher sounds like he sucks.
And then the Carrie Monster also commented about, so I was talking about how when I'm teaching, sometimes my students will say things to me that are inappropriate because they don't necessarily know the context of why calling me
Yeah.
sexy is not appropriate to call your teacher.
Right. Or do you have a lover, teacher? Teacher, do you have a lover?
And they said their translation story isn't sexual, but I was living in Chile in high school, in high school, and I spoke pretty good Spanish, but not perfect by any means. Oh, so the Carrie Monster is a world traveler at a young age.
Okay.
They said I got caught helping my classmate cheat on a Spanish test, and the teacher ranted at me and called me Floho. It's FLOJO. I think
Okay,
that's
Floho. What does that
which
mean?
I thought meant fluent, so I thanked her. Turns out it means lazy with a strong implication of stupid.
My God.
That's tough. So thank you, the Carrie Monster. That was lovely to hear from you. And we also got a mess comment from Neon Orange Neutral, and they commented on the made for TV movie, I think maybe from 2 weeks ago. And said, "I do not believe." So that's the episode where we're going on a road trip to college, and
Yes.
Darcy's at camp in the woods, healing herself from her trauma with light.
Right. With light and with air.
And they said, "I do not believe for 1 second that Peter didn't have nefarious intentions when he stalked Darcy to that camp or whatever."
I mean,
He did stalk her though.
he did, and like understandable, like, and then like he went out of his way to like find out she was going there and then like make up a reason to be there and then make up like a story about his own trauma so he could like be part of the circle. Like, you're not wrong. Peter's middle name is nefarious.
Actually, that's like kind of a cute name. I kind of want a name like a dog, Nefarious or something.
Nefarious be a lovely name for my daughter. What a beautiful name for a little girl.
I feel like someone that like didn't know what that meant, be like, "That sounds cute," and then just names their kid that.
Yeah. I
Probably it
mean,
probably already exists.
that someone's name is nefarious.
They're like, "Oh, I don't want Darius, I want Nefarious." And it's
Nefarious Stone, though, sounds like a really cool
right.
like musician's name, though. Nefarious Stone. Like, whoa.
Awesome.
Ooh. Like the Nefarious Stone is like a conscious rapper from like 1995. Nefarious Stone. He's like kind of underground.
With freeform locks.
Of course. And he's like, I'm talking about the issues. But I'm like, I want to shake my ass. I don't want to listen to this shit. I don't listen to this conscious shit.
Give me a beat, please.
I can't be throwing ass to someone. You know what, Malcolm X? Like, come on. Let's be serious.
Oh dear. But yes, thank you, lovely listeners, for your wonderful DMs and comments. We love to hear from you. Be
We
sure to
sure
follow
do.
us and comment us there.
So if you're ready, I am ready to jump into these two episodes.
Let's get into it.
These were good ones. This week we watched episodes 21 and 22, Everything She Wants and Don't Stop Believing, synopsis, and Everything She Wants. Mia is finally getting her life back on track with the help of Lucas. But when Lucas suggests that she live a little, things get out of hand, leaving Mia to face the consequences. Meanwhile, Sean returns while on leave from the military and stays at the Simpson-Nelson household. This marks the final appearance of Daniel Clark as Sean Cameron, who I assumed died in action.
Right? I'm like, he might really be in the arms of a angel, like dead.
I mean, he wasn't in the I'm Upset music video, so I can only assume that Sean
Know.
Cameron did lose his life fighting for his country,
Come on.
fighting the war on terror, which was a just and ethically sound war, and nothing
Nothing
bad
wrong.
happened.
Aged beautifully.
Do you think Sean was at like Abu Ghraib? Do you think he was like one of the First of all, Abu Ghraib happened before this, but also like, oh, that's not funny. That
He
was
was just
actually like
in the
really bad.
equivalent of it, I'm
Yeah,
sure.
like he was definitely doing some like unethical shit. Let's get into it. In our cold open, it's almost finals. I feel like it's always finals at Degrassi. Like Degrassi kids are always getting ready for a big dance or like fucking finals. They're always studying.
Literally.
Like they be stressed. Like on top of the pregnancies, the school shootings, and they got finals every fucking week. Like. No wonder the kids be getting guns in
Listen,
school.
and it's not fucking like Harry Potter when they're like, oh, Voldemort came back, finals canceled. Kids didn't learn nothing. Sadiq's trying not to do a spit take right now.
Wait, but the finals were never canceled, though. That's the crazy part. Like, Voldemort will be at like full capacity. They're like, still time for your owls. Like, wait, what?
That was like one, that was one of them, but like almost every other movie and book was like,
They weren't canceled. They had to make the final because I remember there's always like a scene before they went to like, now we have to go find him. They would be like, oh man, I'm studying. Like they would go to finals
Oh, right.
and then they would
Sorry. I'm mistaking that with them switching up the scores for the House Cup. They always gave it to Gryffindor. They're like, fuck y'all scores.
I know. They're like, oh, Harry Potter, Gryffindor. I'm like, fuck you. I would have hated it. If I was in Hogwarts, I would have hated their asses. I would have hated it. I'm like, look at them all sneaking around shit. Like, they're always doing something. Like,
Like literally always breaking rules and never getting any consequences for it.
yeah. Meanwhile, you try to get fingered once on the Quidditch posts or whatever they called it.
Oh yeah, they
What
were
do they
definitely
call it?
fucking there.
The Quidditch pitch. Try to get fingered one time. Now they're sending an owl to mom. Call me a slut. Like, fuck the school.
Damn.
Like
Biased.
they're making potions where they can pretend to be people. That's fucked up. Someone go talk to them. That's fucked up. That is inappropriate. I'm just trying to get some head, and then these fuckers are pretending to be other people. This is like a consent issue. Like, why is no
Why?
one talking about them? Yeah, I would have been like the Randall. You know how on like recess they had Randall? I would be the Randall at Hogwarts, but I would have been fucking
I'm
telling on
not a
Harry, Hermione, and
Randall.
Ron, and be like, these fuckers.
Damn. Damn, Miranda. I would love, sorry, this is a tangent. You know how they did All Grown Up with Rugrats? I need them to do a very grown up of all the cartoons. I need to see what Randall, TJ, what's his name? TJ something something.
Detweiler.
Detweiler. I think he may be in and out of jail. Like, he's not doing well.
I know. Or I actually think TJ probably made it big in crypto. Like, actually,
I feel like
I think
TJ.
TJ actually lives like, that documentary, The Anarchist, and like he like is in Acapulco. Like, and he's like made like crazy money.
Literally, I was like, he's. I was gonna say he created Fire Island. That's TJ.
Yeah, I think he's like
He.
scheming and scamming somewhere.
Yep.
Randall definitely is an incel.
He's
Like
at
he loved,
Acapulco too, but for
yeah,
different
but for different
reasons.
reasons. He's supposed to live free. And I'm like, oh,
Oh
okay.
dear. Wow.
Yeah. A
Oh,
great
what a
show.
time.
What a great
Great
show.
show.
But it is finals, or almost finals. Anya very pointedly invites Mia in front of Holly J. It's like, do you have a couples only study date? And I'm like, Lucas isn't studying. Like, Lucas is not studying for his exam. Holly J calls him a skid mark, which Jane also calls him, which I guess is just like his nickname at school is skid mark, which is like
I
fucked
need to
up.
start
But
calling
also,
people
he is
that.
a
That's like a
skid
great
mark.
insult.
It's a great insult because like it's like I'm calling you a piece of shit, but like an accidental one. Like you're not even like a like an intentional piece of shit. You're just like residue of shit
On
on
someone
someone's.
that didn't wipe their ass well.
Yes. Like that's crazy. It's a crazy thing to call someone. I love it. I'm gonna start saying it
Yeah,
too. Fucking
it's
skid
good.
mark. So Lucas is at the skid mark is at the principal's office again. And Mia's like, oh, you're back at the principal's office. She thinks it's so cute. I'm like, girl, that's your baby daddy. Jane shows up and she's like, hey, can you like not be a jerk tonight? Like, mom, like for mom, apparently her boyfriend is coming over. And we also find out that Mia and Jane used to be best friends, but we find out later on that since when Mia got pregnant, there was like a rift. So, but Jane is the hero of this episode. She is. She is definitely the hero.
Yeah. I also am like, after watching this, I was like thinking, I was like, wait a minute. Why is no one like from Jane's family, like the mom, her brother, or Jane, like they're inviting the baby over, but Isabella's like grown, basically. And like no
Yeah.
one ever reached out or helped out. Even from the family, because they seem so nice. And I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I understand Lucas, but I just couldn't imagine if I, if my
Right?
son got a girl pregnant in high school that, like, God forbid my son does that. God forbid he's also a piece of shit. He's a skid mark who, like, just is like, wants nothing to do with this girl or her child. But I couldn't just, like, not, like, so I'll send you checks because that's my grandchild, and I think that you need
Especially
assistance.
because Jane was friends with her. She's already
Yeah.
in with the family. That's even weirder.
And they seem to live in like a nice house. Not like they're like, down by like the
Girl.
train tracks or something. They have like a pretty nice house. So it's like, oh, it's like definitely not a financial issue. Just like, oh, I guess his family sucks. I think they all suck. I'll give Jane a pass because she is also a child. So what could she do? But in our first full episode, Snake is, I mean, not episode, full scene.
Scene,
Snake is back. This also means that Spike is coming home too. So like, him and Emma are talking and they're just very excited about this like transition and like, the family's getting back together, things are going great. But just then, while they're talking, Sean arrives in uniform, looking very dapper and very cute.
sure is.
As we have said, we do not support the military industrial complex, but I do like a man in uniform.
Like we just want this to be like a look that like people can like volunteer for like civil servants, like I don't know, like something good and humanitarian, but they actually humanitarian without guns and without war, but they still get to wear these uniforms. It looks good.
Yes, it's so cute. So one of my favorite types of YouTube videos are like stolen valor videos. You ever seen those?
No.
They're so funny. It's like someone will wear like a military uniform who's not in the military, but they'll be like pretending to be like maybe for like a discount, or just like, or also just the attention it brings. To be honest, when someone
Oh, yeah.
is in like full like army uniform, they get attention. You get like a thank you for your service. You get like a people are like, some people are like obsessed with like veterans, right? But every so often they'll have videos where someone will who is actually in the military will catch someone who is faking it, and then they'll film them confronting the person. And, okay, I think they're lame. I think everyone sucks. I think no
Yeah.
one is good here because I think it's like, okay, who like I don't know, make someone
How
out
do
in the
you catch
military and never been
someone?
related. I just don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't like I don't care if someone pretends to be like I really don't care. But the person will come up to them and be like, oh, buddy, you're a Marine, huh? And the person's like, who's fake, like, yeah. I'm like, oh, like, what like regiment were you in? Like, oh, I was in like the 34th. Yeah, we were training down in San Diego. I'm like, oh yeah, the 34th doesn't train in San Diego. They train in Sacramento. And like they just know all these facts. I'm like, why do you even know that? Like, okay, like
That's
I'm just like nerd.
embarrassing.
Oh, you just love your job so much, you know everything about it. No, it couldn't be me. Yeah, so it's always like they're like yelling at the person, like, oh yeah, like you're not even wearing your stripes right. Like, oh, like where'd you do like certain action? You see any action? They're like, yeah, like I was in Afghanistan. Like, oh yeah, really? Well, the 34th didn't go to Afghanistan until June 8th, 2006. Like, why do you even know that? You were in the
Yeah,
34th, bro. Like, why do you
it's time to
care?
back down, sir.
Yes, I love watching those though, because it's like it's just like a they're just funny
Secondhand
because
embarrassment for
the
everyone
person pretending
involved.
to be military is also lame because that's fucking weird. But the person who also confronts them is weird because it's like, I mean, I guess if you're really into it, like obviously you'll care about those things, but I'm just like, okay, like I'm just picturing someone presenting to be like, I don't know, a comedian. I'm like, oh, you're a comedian, bro? Where do you perform? Oh yeah. Well, actually that theater was closed in 2008. So you're like just don't care. I'm like, okay. Sure. Oh fuck. Anyway, oh man.
Yikes.
I'm gonna get canceled.
No, I
No one's listening to this podcast. Who cares?
listen, it's gonna be fine.
Military.
It's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Anyone defending the military is the person in that video.
Actually, like, you train South Carolina, bro? Really? Anyway, so
Oh, dear.
it's like someone who peaked in high school, like getting to feel important for like 2 seconds. Just like, who cares? Put your fucking phone down. Anyway, so dinner at the Valieri house, which I like that name because it sounds like a vampire. Valieri. Count Valieri. So Lucas hates this new boyfriend. His name is Craig. He intentionally calls him Greg. And apparently we find out that like the mom kicked their dad out and Lucas like resents her. Like he was supposed to go to game tonight with his dad, but like he needs to sit here instead and like have dinner with his not dad. And Mia's there and she's very dazzling. She's like, oh yeah, I'm a cheerleader and Isabella's learning how to read and I'm gonna run for president. And they're like, oh, like what a great girl. I hope she rubs off on Lucas. Like, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's I wrote down, I was like, Lucas, your dad would have canceled.
Your dad literally was going to like just not show up. Like, don't even. It would have been like it like Babysitter's Club when like the dad just like doesn't come. He doesn't show
Literally,
up.
I
Like
like Lucas, your dad's giving like, oh, we have these big elaborate plans, like comes in like twice a year with these big elaborate plans and then always cancels. Or like
yeah,
turns
it's
into like,
Debbie
hey, let's go to
Dad.
Chuck E. Cheese instead.
It's like Debbie Dad 101, or like, oh, let's go to this place that I just like going to. Like, I'm gonna take you to the bar. Or like,
Exactly.
I talk about this Lifetime movie all the time. But in Going for Broke, starring Delta Burke, there is a scene where she does, because she's like really into her addiction, she like takes her kids to this like this is like a little kind of arcade place where they also have like slot machines because it's Reno, and the kids love it. There's like burgers, like, oh my god, yeah, mom, thanks. She takes them there, but then it's like 3 a.m and they're like, mom, we're tired, can we leave? And she's like, just a second, sweetie. She just keeps playing. And the kids are like sleeping in the booth, like it's really But yeah, that's like Lucas's dad is going to take him to like a bar, and he's like, Dad, I'm tired. And he's like, just a second, sweetie. He's like trying to talk to some like buxom blonde. He's like, oh, so like you're working at Hooters? Like, and Lucas just like, I gotta go home.
Yeah, very much that.
But he still idolizes him somehow. So anyway, next scene, Emma tells Sean that she has a boyfriend, and he's like, okay, like, cool.
Emma's very much that girl. I have a boyfriend.
Say, I have a boyfriend, you know, and he's like, okay, like I don't know, have a girlfriend, sure. I'm at her Capri pants she has on, though. It's giving
giving
season one Emma. It's giving dolphin pants.
I yelled. Wait, were these the Bermuda shorts? Or is that later?
I don't know. They're Bermuda shorts. They're like biker. They're kind of like biker shorts, but like Capri pants. Like they were kind of like an in-between, like that's pedal pusher moment. I don't know.
That's Bermuda shorts. Because I remember from those damn old Bermuda shorts,
That you used to love singing that theme song.
Because I also love the Bermuda short. I was like, I can't wait to like be like this forever and not realize that these are going to eventually go out of style. Sadiq's laughing because that was my entire personality.
No, but you did love Bermuda short. I'm sorry. You keep saying like the funniest thing right after I take a call and I'm like, trying to You did love Bermuda short, girl. You were like,
I did.
You're like, yes, I'm giving a category as camp counselor. I don't care.
Listen, us chubby girls were like, we are saved. Bermuda shorts are in style. We would no longer have to suffer through chub rub. Like, we're going to make it in back. Life.
Like, a dad short is back. Like, people like that. Like, it's a look. I like it.
But I just can't. I can't be that. I can't.
Can't go back there.
Because like in my mind when I do that I just look like I'm out of style, like I basically want to adopt like one thing and then add it to my actual wardrobe, and that just looks like I'm outdated.
Okay,
instead of like going full on like with the whole trend look of like Bermuda shorts, like the ugly chunky shoes.
Yeah,
maybe you know what I'm talking.
I know, like, look, I mean, it's like every girl shirts. In Brooklyn.
Yeah, like I can't go full in, and so if I'm wearing Bermuda shorts, it looks like I'm a 40-year-old woman like at Disney World with their kids. Okay. You know,
that's fair. You know what, listener, Bermuda shorts, yay or nay? Let us know. yeah, but she looks a mess, and whatever she's got on, they look terrible. But Sean is shipping out to Afghanistan to a place called Kandahar. Never heard of that place, but I was like, oh, Kandahar. Mm-mm. I was like, that's an interesting name. Emma's freaking out. She's like, you're going to war? And she's like, yes, girl. I enlisted like while we're like fighting quote unquote terrorists. But like, he's like, yeah, I've got to go. But like, you know, Snake is trying to make him feel comfortable. He made some sag paneer, and I was like, oh, that looks good. And he welcomes Sean to stay over and just come back on leave too. Like, why not? Like, whenever you want. And Emma's like, I have a boyfriend. No one cares. Isabella likes the new boyfriend at dinner, but Lucas is aggro because he won't be able to see his dad. He's like, but my dad's the only person I can talk to, except for you, Mia. But his real crux of the issue is that he's upset that he and Mia don't spend enough time together. Just two of them. He's like, when does the parenting end and the girlfriend begin? And I'm like, never. She's a parent. Like, she's just a parent. Like, all the time.
Also, you are too, Lucas.
And you're the parent. You know, you're the dad, right? Like, you know, you're the daddy. Because he's like, oh man. Like, he's acting like she has a kid, basically. Like, I'm like,
because in his mind, that's how it is.
You're always babysitting. And she's like, well, when it's your child, it's like, I'm just like taking care of I'm parenting. I'm not babysitting. He's like,
listen, Mia,
babysitting.
Listen, we've understood that Lucas ain't shit, but like this episode in particular, I'm like, Mia, it is
Get
time
out.
to get it together. Because this man is like literally the devil. Like he is the devil.
Yeah.
He is literally not, he's trying to ditch your kid, and that's literally his fucking kid while dating you. Like,
He's
what
like
the
telling
fuck?
you that like I can you can I don't want to do it to deal with this at all. And she's like, I wonder how I can get him to deal with this. And it's like, Mia, no, like
Oh my God.
no, it's like get out of take you and Isabella. Bella will be fine. Bella's learning how to read. Lucas can't. Get out of there. Maybe
Get
Bella
out
could
of
teach him how to
there.
read.
He reads with
Ashton.
his finger.
Oh, you know he does. He definitely does. He be sounding out the words. At Degrassi, Mia's flirting with Lucas. She's trying to be girlfriend. See, I'm a girlfriend now. The kids, she's doing her thing. As like Pharaoh said about Sophia, she's like, she does her own thing. I do my own thing.
Giving it's giving a little bit of Pharaoh, to be
Yeah, she's like,
honest.
it's fine. We have our own like lives. She invites him over after school. She's like, oh yeah, like me and you can hang out. Like little nookie. But Lucas like, actually, no, you come over because my mom is out of town, so like we can hang out. Jane pulls Mia aside and's like, hey girl, why do you want to be with Lucas? Like she's like, you're doing great as a mom of MC, like you're doing great. Why are you getting him involved? Like you don't need him. But Jane implies to Mia that Lucas is just like their dad, like he'll let her down, he'll just buy things, and like he'll never be in her life, like or in Bella's life. So just like cut your losses. But you know, Mia's got her guard up, she's stigmatized, and also Jane's not her friend anymore because Jane ditched her after she got pregnant. So she's like, fuck you, bitch. At Emma's house, things are going well. Spike is back, they're all, they're having nice family time. She teases him about gaining weight. And Sean offers to make Snake a training routine. And it's like, okay, sure. I still wasn't sure what this episode's gonna be about. I was like,
Me
so
either.
this is about like Snake's like weight loss journey. I don't know, like what are we like,
I mean,
why does
this is
Sean have
the
to come back
era of the Biggest
for this?
Loser.
My God. What a demonic time in our
Truly,
nation's
but I was
history.
obsessed with that fucking show.
I mean, America was.
Yeah, we
And the
loved
whole
it.
thing's like, America is fat and we're gonna end that right now. And it's like, okay, whoa, a
Yeah,
bit
and
aggressive.
that's where we all learned about that extra chewing gum that was supposed to replace a dessert.
Yeah, that show actively just taught people how to have eating disorder. That's
But
like what it
if you're
was.
fat, then it's needed.
Yeah, it's like however you have to lose weight, just do it. Like no one cares about like how you do it.
And like
Ugh,
Jenny
grim.
O's ground turkey. That's all you need. They fucking loved that ground turkey. Turkey
Just
replaces
like
everything.
run on the treadmill till you vomit. That's your
Fucking
that you're gonna
Jillian
lose some
Michaels.
pounds. You'll lose some pounds that way, okay? I know, evil. So Mia goes over to Lucas's house, and she brought Bella, and Lucas is like, oh, I thought it's gonna be the two of us and like without the kid. And she's like, our kid? And he's like, right, our kid. Sure.
Listen. Also, I was also noting that like the way that Lucas dresses is also the way that John Gosling was in his Ed Hardy phase, getting that studio one bedroom apartment in New York with 18
This
damn kids.
is the time when he and Kate divorced. This is the era of John Gosling making club appearances. Did anyone go to a nightclub that John Gosling, like, was spinning? Like, I want to
Missed
know, like, what
opportunity.
was that about? I would have loved to go to that.
He might still be
Crazy.
spinning.
Well, it's funny because like the script has flipped because I think at the time, I mean, Kate Gosling was like not always like well liked, but at the time the divorce happened, it was like, oh, like he's, he's in the tabloids, like he's like a deadbeat. But then now it's like, oh, actually, like, well, actually, they both suck, let's be honest.
They both suck, but like he's now the better parent if we had to
I mean, yeah,
choose.
he didn't abandon his child at like a facility.
No, he just abandoned his kids and left them with Kate.
He's abandoned all of them. but he saved one.
I think he has two of them now. He has Hannah too. I know too much.
Yeah. But I think they're 18 now. I think they're all like grown. So it's yeah. Like, you know, they're all like in the world. I wonder which one's going to write like the tell-all book. I think one of the twins.
I mean, it's going to be Maddie, of course.
Yes. Maddie was always the mouthiest one. Like Maddie's like, I'm going to tell my story.
I think she was on TikTok for a second. So she's going to be the one that writes it. It's going to be Maddie.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow. Maybe it'll be like too late to love, and it's like L with an eight. The John and Kate plus eight story, like too late to love, and
yeah,
it's like
there's
this
gonna
is
be
like
an
my
eight pun
story.
in there.
Yeah, there has
Or
to
the
be.
instead of, you know, like Prince Harry was the spare, she's gonna be like, well, we're the I wasn't one of the big ones. I was one of the forgotten twin, you know.
Oh fuck. Oh my god, crazy.
Can't
you know
wait.
What? Is it fucked up that I'm like, if I were the spare, I would have just shut up and been happy with it?
Listen,
I don't know. Is it bad
the way
that I
these
just
people are
cannot care?
Complaining.
Is it bad that I just can't care about someone being like rich and being like,
yeah. Okay,
that
hold
didn't
on just
love
a
me
second.
Enough. And I'm like, you're so rich.
Okay, but I agree with you. It's hard to sympathize with rich people. That's that.
Yeah, sorry. Just can't. Anyway, so where were we? So he's like, he's just whatever. He's not shit. But apparently Lucas promised to, he's like, I promised to meet the guys. Like, we're going to like, you know, you and I are going to go hang out with the guys. So like, well, you know, Bella has to go to sleep. So like, why don't you put her to bed and I'll go see the guys? And I didn't think that was going to actually happen, but then he did. Like, he totally like leaves. He's like, okay, so I'll see you later. And just like leaves her so she can like take care of the baby at his house. So she could just stay at her own house.
Oh, the worst.
At school the next day, Lucas brings a charm bracelet to Mia to say, I'm sorry. So, you know, definitely like his dad, he fucked up, didn't show up. And he's like, oh, but I'm going to buy you gifts. But he begs her for another shot at the house. And he's like, yeah, you can even bring Bella. You can even bring your kid. And she's like, our kid. And he's like, right. Our kid. Like, she's still not picking up on it.
He's not even trying to like fake it. Ugh.
No, he treats Bella like me as like an annoying little sister. Like, oh, you used to bring your kid sister with you? I'm trying to fuck. And it's like, that's your daughter. Snake and Sean go to the school gym and they have like a workout montage. And it's like, okay, don't care. So when Mia arrives at Lucas's house, turns out he's decided to throw a big rager. And I'm like, girl, take your baby home. What are you doing? But Lucas is like, come on. Like, Bella's going to go to sleep. Just like take her to Jane's room, put her to bed. Like, you love to party. And Bella, I have gifts for you. Like, come on. And Mia's like, okay, sure. Because Lucas isn't even charming enough for this to work.
No,
I'm like, how is
not
he like
all.
So good at like convincing her? Like, he's not like smooth. He's just kind of like, I don't know, maybe she's like likes his hair, I don't know. Snake and Sean are still working out, and like Snake's like, okay, yeah, dude, like I'm out, like I'm exhausted. Sean keeps pushing him. I know later on we find out that this outburst happens mostly because he's like terrified of going to war, but my first thought was like, Sean like freaks out, and I'm like, does he have PTSD from basic training? I was like, what? Are you okay? Like, what?
Definitely felt like that. I was like, what happened to you at basic training? Like, do you have trauma? Like, do you need to talk about it? Like, what's happening?
Right. Evan was watching this while I was watching it. He was like, oh, basic training, like basic bitch training. I'm like, good one. I promised him I would tell the podcast. He said that. He'll be proud. He's like, I made a joke. He's like, see, we both tell jokes. See? And I'm like, okay. they're there. His pat his head. Mia is ready to party, okay? Bella is gone Betty bye, and mommy's gonna party. Lucas is like, you make parenting look so easy. And she's like, it's not. And he's like, oh, yeah. Okay. He gets her a beer.
Whatever.
I love it. She like takes a sip of the beer, starts like choking on it and like coughing. I'm like, it's not whiskey. It's a beer.
And also, Nia DeBrev, we all know you can chug a beer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stop faking.
You're not fooling me, girl. She's like full on like oh my God, that went down pretty hard. I'm like, it's a Coors Light. Like, it's mostly water. Like, what is your problem?
Literally, literally.
Yeah. I feel like the Sprite from McDonald's is stronger. That'll make a cough.
That clears that'll anything out. Like, mm-hmm.
I'm drinking a Sprite right now, actually.
Yeah. Sprite, McDonald's Sprite hits different.
It does. I like to just chug it down. And like, my eyes are watering and I love it. Just like, so good. So Snake and Sean debrief about Sean's episode. He's like, so like, what was that about? Like, bro, kind of freaked out back there. Sean is very stressed about going to Afghanistan. I mean, obviously, you know, scary times, but Snake is proud of Sean. He thinks that like, he'll be fine. He's like, you'll be great. You'll be the best soldier. They'll like love you. They'll love you in the Queen's Army. They'll love you. And I wrote, Sean's going to die, isn't he? That never happens on the show, but like, I think headcanon is that Sean doesn't come home. So, Spinner and Jane come home and Spinner's like, oh yeah, party. And Jane's like, no, get your snacks. We're going upstairs. Don't want to be here. Mia's drunk and Johnny is also a skid mark, but okay, we got like a cheap shot, a Britney joke, right? This is the era of everyone still making fun of Britney being a bad mom. But also he makes a good point. He's like, when's the last time you checked your kid? It's like, honestly, yeah. What have you? Has anyone checked on the baby? Yeah, she's three. She's not like, that's how kids get like kidnapped out the window, you know?
Literally.
You get like a Lindbergh baby situation. Like, you're just like, just leave her in a party upstairs. So Mia's like, oh, right, I should. So she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, I will. So she stumbles around the party. She's like, just drunk, like stumbling over. She goes to Jane's room and Bella's not there. She's like, is it what's my daughter? And Jane comes out and she's like, she's here. Like she couldn't, she know where she was going. She was looking for the bathroom. She couldn't find the bathroom and she was looking for you. And that's when Jane reminds her, she's like, yeah, Lucas sucks. Like, get out of this situation before it's too late. Like, why are you here partying with your child? Like, this is like not good. So she takes, Mia takes her daughter, takes Bella, she's going downstairs. Did you peep that Misery Business is playing in the background?
I sure did. There is a few songs I recognized from this episode. I was like, oh, they're playing real shit.
Play actual music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say actual music. They always play music like licensed. More popular licensed music. So she's taking Bella downstairs and Lucas is not happy. He's like, where are you going? Like, get her back to sleep. Like, she's got to learn. And she's like, no, I'm taking her home. And he's like, you're letting her ruin our night. And like, Bella's three. Bella fully understands those addicts. She's old enough to be like, Bella's like, I'm forming core memories right now.
Yeah.
Like, Bella's going to talk about this in therapy because he's like, yeah, this parenting shit's too hard. He admits it. He's like, I can't do this shit. Like, I'm not trying to be a no parent. So Jane is trying to help Mia to like get her home, but that's when the cops show up because they got a noise complaint. So the party gets shut down, but then they see that Bella is there at this party with a bunch of drunk teenagers. And the cop asks Lucas, is this your daughter? And Lucas says, no, that's her child, and leaves. And I'm just like, okay, Bella, once again, Bella is going to have to do a lot of therapy because she's going to remember the time her dad said that, no, actually, she's not my child and denied her.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Because I'm like obviously thinking about Teen Mom. What do you think is better? Because I was thinking, I was like, why isn't Lucas's mom like forcing him to like take responsibility of this? A very like Ryan Edwards type situation, or
Right.
Sorry, this door slamming. An Adam situation with Chelsea. Like where like the grandparents are like, you're gonna fucking stick around, like you're this child's dad. Do you think that is better? But like still having like that forced situation, but still a shitty dad, or a shitty dad that doesn't even acknowledge you?
That's
Like
a tough
Lucas.
question. I think the one benefit of the forcing is at the very least the grandparents are involved. So like the kid at least has, you know, even if they don't have a great relationship with their dad, they still have like contact with that other side of their family. And like, you know, nothing will ever replace the love of a father, but at least they have a grandparent involved. But like, I mean, shit. I almost want to say just nothing, just because it's like, then you have this whole thing where, like, I mean, kids, they get to a certain age and they start realizing, like, because even like with Ryan Edwards, like Ryan's never been Bentley's dad, even though he was around. I feel like Bentley probably saw like Ryan as like his like cousin more, like, or like an uncle, like not really like his father. So it's like, yeah, it's good that he's around, but like, I don't know if like a kid witnessing their dad just be kind of like half-ass involved is better than just like not even there. But I who's to say? I don't know. And also, like, you know, I get from the grandparents' point of view, I think the desire that like by maybe if you force him that eventually he'll step up to the plate, but then sometimes you have like a Ryan or an Adam, they just never do.
Yeah.
But you have to just like accept that. What
I
do you
think?
Also,
I agree with you. I think nothing at all is probably, I don't know, just have a clean break and then they don't know any different. But grandparent involvement is like so important as well. But I think especially with the Ryan and Adam situation, it's funny when these kind of things pop up, like, it's always, not always, but like the kind of grandparents are forcing their golden boy child that they've never put any boundaries on or like had any sort of consequences to. And now they're like, well, you gotta deal with this. And their kid's like, no, I don't. I never have. Why would
I've
I
never
now?
had, exactly. Like I've literally never had to do it. Like you'd wipe my ass if like
And
I asked you to.
You're going
to
do that now. So. You're going to take care of this kid for me because you're the one that cares. So I don't care.
Yeah.
Ugh, yikes. Raise better.
I mean, that's.
Raise better
yeah,
sons, please.
Yeah. Raise better sons. Like, yeah. And also just like the journey that the kids like Bella will have, or like an Aubrey, or was her name Aubrey or Audrey?
Aubrey. Yeah. Aubrey.
Yeah, the life of like having to deal with a dad who's just like going to constantly disappoint you and just like will never like. But then there's also the feeling of like, well, you know, the what ifs, like not having a dad either. Like it's, you know, they're both situations are crapshoots for kids. And it's why, you know, people need to, you know, be fucking parents. You know, you decided to have a kid. You gotta take responsibility for them. But yeah, so Bella is traumatized, and then the cop is like, and you've been drinking, so now we have to call Children's Aid, which I guess is Canada's like CPS to get involved, because this is like not, and rightfully so, it's like it's not a good look that she's at this party with a bunch of drunk people who are underage and like who is responsible for this child.
I was also surprised that that can happen, because I'm like, for example, if the... I guess maybe it's because she's technically breaking the law that they have to call it in while she's breaking the law while taking care of a child. But if it was like an adult party, like with people all of age, would that be fine?
Difference? That's a good question. I don't know the answer. I know there are some people who listen who do work in some like social work adjacent fields. I'd love to hear your opinion. I don't know. I think it's still possible if the cops see that there's nobody who is like, the issue is just they're drinking. Cause I mean, plenty of people have parties where there's alcohol and the kids are up. Like that happens, but like where they're very inebriated and there's just no way there's any adult who is of sound mind to be able to take care of these kids. And especially if during that period, something happens, if a child gets hurt, I know for sure, like if like somebody gets hurt or, and it's found that everyone was drunk, like that definitely could become like an issue, because now you're like, there were no I think they would consider that like neglect, because like there were no adults who were, you know, around to mind these children. But yeah, if anyone knows any better, please let us know, because I'm curious to know how that would work. But definitely because they're underage and drunk and like, this is not great. So Mia's like, fuck. She's like, no. She's like, no, please. They're like, no, girl. We're calling it in. Like, we got a child. We got a 3-year-old here at this party.
Oh God.
So Sean is suited up again to leave. And Sean's like, hey, like, I'm going to leave some stuff here. I hope you don't mind. Like, I feel like this is going to be a place I'm going to come back to, because I like these people and, you know, they're my family. So this is very cute. He pulls out the photo from their first date.
I know.
Which we all remember. They're so cute. And so they've come a long way, because they were both so awkward looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like back then. Pulled out a photo and he's like, let's take another picture together. And they do, and it's very cute. Is it gonna be a picture he like puts up in his bunk and be like, yeah, I got a girl waiting for me at home?
Maybe.
I'm fighting for the gal back at home. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe he's like, that's his like Rita Hayworth.
Like, yeah. I feel like also I think this is probably the best goodbye we've had. Like, of someone like leaving the show, I feel like this was the best kind of like closeout moment. Cause I think I didn't realize you were talking about that scene before, but like when Snake is talking to him and being like, you know, like, you've grown so much. Like, you, like, I've seen you become a different person. Like, you're prepared for whatever comes your way. Like, you've learned so much and progressed. You're not the same Sean I first met. I was like, oh my God. Like, yes, because I also was thinking, I was like, oh yeah, that's Sean stole his fucking cancer laptop, remember?
I imagine you called it his cancer laptop. I mean, that's what it was, though.
And I was just like, I loved that they had, because I feel like, I mean, the people we've lost this season, or last season, was JT, I think. Alex left this season, and it just kind of feels like out of Ashley place. Just like Ashley left. It just kind of is thrown in, and it's not like a big, like, okay, the people that they're saying goodbye to are the people that like also have been a part of their character's journey. And so I feel like this is the first time that's kind of happened where it's like an actual sentimental commemorative goodbye. With like, because even fucking Emma with taking the picture in the original, she has her little pigtails at the top, half up, half down. And in the picture now, she has her little hair and pigtails, but she never wears, but it's kind of just like a nod to the first one. And I was like,
that was a nice eye. So I was like, why is Emma wearing? I was like, I've never seen Emma wear like pigtails. So like, that makes sense. I did not catch that. I was like, why is she wearing pigtails? Fucking like, what the fuck? She never wears that. Yeah. No, you're right. This is, I think, one of the few like really good send-offs we've had from a character in a long time. I think last would be JT, because when he died, but like, at least he got like a memorial service.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I think we haven't really had like a good, like, this person's leaving, bye-bye. Like, yeah, farewell. Yeah, it was cute. I did like that little ending. I also like when like the A couple of a show doesn't end up together. I like when there's like, you know, they're not always end game. It's nice when it's like, yeah, this was like puppy love. This was like a big, like, you know, they loved each other, but like now they're like in a better place and different places now. And he's gone to for democracy.
Hey, spread
allegedly.
It.
Spread democracy like I spread them legs, okay? That's a crazy thing to say. So in our final scene, Mia goes to Children's Aid. And we find out that she isn't, like, you know, like, we don't want to like separate families. Like, you're not going to lose your child, but for you to maintain custody of her, it is conditional that you'll be supervised at Children's Aid. Cause like this, you know, you can't be doing this kind of shit. So they ask her if, you know, is dad involved? Like, are you alone? Is dad involved? And Mia says, yep, just me, which is pretty fucking sad.
It is really sad, because I think Mia was doing fine before this, like, because again, Bella's like fucking grown, and then kind of Lucas pops back in and kind of
I
fucks up her
know.
life again and has actual
Yeah.
consequences because of it. Well, Mia made choices as well, but
But no,
she had
really
her shit
derail. Like
together.
that, it could have been really bad. I mean, Mia, for a single teenage mom, was doing, like you said, she was doing well for him. And then he comes in and it's like, you could have lost your kid. Like, you know, if you're lucky that you got a caseworker who was empathetic and wanted to help you, like you run into the wrong person. They could put her in temporary custody until you go to court to get your kid back. Like, you know, and like, and who's to say that person is wrong? I mean, if they really
Right.
felt like maybe okay, like, yeah, you know, so it's like she really could have lost her fucking kid off of Lucas's dumbass. Yeah.
But Mia, it's okay. You're gonna figure it out. You're gonna leave Lucas in the dust
I know.
with
His
his
Edward
damn
needs
chain
it.
necklaces.
His chain wallet.
Oh God, you know he has a chain wallet.
Oh, we see it. Like we see the chain. Like he has a chain
Oh
wallet. That's like I was just like bullshitting. Like he has a chain wallet.
God. Well, good riddance.
Good riddance. In the arms of the Shangel for Sean and also hopefully for Lucas. But I know Lucas
Please.
sticks around for a little bit.
I know. But yeah.
All right.
Did you choose a song for this episode?
I went with Misery Business because like I heard it and I was like,
Me
cool.
too. Me too.
Mean, I don't know how much it has to do with this episode, but
No, we have to choose it. I feel like, yeah, this because I screamed when I heard that song because I was like, ah, because it was very much like it's of that time as well. Like when that song first came out, when that Riot album came out, the way that like we could not fucking handle it. It was
I
so
will
fucking
admit,
good. And it's so fucking good.
I was not into them.
Oh, I had the deluxe Target like edition of of the Riot album, with bonus tracks and shit. I remember I
Yeah.
lost it at summer camp, and I had to go get a new one. And then I found it, and I had two of them. I was fucking obsessed. And like, I still probably listen to the album like maybe once a week, and it's just.
Yeah, black people love Paramore. I was one of the people who just like I don't know why I resisted them. I think I was just like oh, they think they're so cool because they have a girl in the band. Like, so what? So was Debbie Harry and Blondie. I was just being like annoying.
You were like, well, actually, this isn't the first time that this has ever happened. If you
Like, why
look
is everyone
back in
freaking
music
out?
history,
Like, we have like I mean, like, hello, like when's the funny no down? Like, there's so many like girls who are like freaking ahead at like the front of a band. Like, this is not a big deal. You know, I really stood in my own way having fun.
listen, we all did. We all did. I had my Bermuda shorts. You would not let Paramore live.
I would not let Paramore be great.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But I think also like that was like the kind of single of the album, and like it was played to death. And that's also not like any single on album is never like people's favorite song. And so like even with
They
that,
play that
like
song to death.
yeah, I was really excited to hear it in the episode because it's like, oh my gosh, I don't have to, it's not like I'm like skipping over it or like I don't know if that's what I skip
Yeah.
over, but all that to say, I think,
It's also like a nice like
yeah.
throwback.
Yes,
Yeah.
it's very much a throwback, and it just took you back to that era of like, like I'm a teenager in school. Like, yes. Hey everyone, this is Lauren, and just want to let you know this week is just going to be one episode. We had to cut it a little bit short, but next week we'll be back with episode 22. Episode 22 is Don't Stop Believin'. Paige, Margo, and Ellie realize that they will soon be going their separate ways. They all decide to spend one more night together as roommates during a citywide blackout. But as fears for the future arises, so do unexpected feelings for two certain roommates, which might change their friendship forever. Meanwhile, Liberty and Damien compete to be class valedictorian. So we will be here back w next week, and we can't wait to hear from you either on EWS Pod on Instagram or in our email, which is in the description. You can check it out there. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you later for a bit.